We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top story, a new COVID safety policy that has shown positive results in L.A. and Chicago, is getting support from U.S. health officials. Test to Stay allows close contacts of students infected with the coronavirus to remain in classrooms if they test negative. Proper mask wearing is also required. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID infections did not increase when using this approach.
Test to Stay is an encouraging public health practice to keep our children in school, and CDC is updating our materials to help schools and parents know how to best implement this promising and now proven practice.
Up until now, the CDC's official guidance for schools has been that when someone tests positive for COVID, those deemed to be in close contact are told to stay out of school in home quarantine for 10 days. Expect longer lines at COVID testing sites in L.A. County today because new virus rules are going into effect in response to the Omicron variant.
Everyone attending indoor or outdoor mega events who cannot provide proof of full vaccination must present proof of a negative test from within 1 day prior to entry if the test was an antigen test, or within 2 days prior to entry if the test was a PCR or molecular test.
That's Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who says she expects the Omicron strain to keep spreading. Meanwhile, the Chief Health Officer up in Santa Clara County in the Bay Area, Dr. Sarah Cody, says she's expecting a deluge of cases.
When I look around the corner, I see a lot of COVID and a lot of Omicron. So right now, Omicron is really taking hold across Europe, and I believe it will do the same here in the United States. Norway and Denmark, for example, are highly vaccinated, and they've both seen explosive growth of Omicron.
She is advising everyone who's already vaccinated to get boosters as soon as possible. A man being called the 2 o'clock rock burglar is wanted by the LAPD. He's been linked to more than 60 burglaries at businesses in the San Fernando Valley over the past year. Police say he may have broken a window of a business this morning in Van Nuys. Officer Rosario Cervantes tells KNX the man targets the businesses usually between 2 and 4 in the morning, lining up rocks.
The suspect gains entry by throwing a rock through the front glass door and, once inside, removes cash from the register. In many cases, he takes the locked cashed register.
The man has been seen riding a bike or driving an early 2000s dark Nissan Maxima or Sentra. You can see surveillance images of the man on our website, knxnews.com. Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia posted on Twitter a big announcement this morning.
I'm running for Congress.
The 44-year-old said in a video post that he led his city with safety and health protocols during the pandemic, and he wants to do that on a bigger, grander scale.
In Long Beach, we took action. We protected each other. So when politicians who chant America first watch this virus tear through our country, vilifying the very people like my mom who came here for a better life, who've given everything to America, that doesn't fly with me. I love Long Beach, and I love this country.
Garcia, a Democrat, lost both his mother and stepfather to COVID during the pandemic. He said he wants to fight for every kid to get the same opportunity that he did to succeed. He is looking to replace Alan Lowenthal, who announced just yesterday that he will not seek another term in the House. The flurry of threats on TikTok against school campuses across the nation is causing some jitters here locally.
To one mom dropping her young daughter off in front of Venice High so she can catch her bus to another school, this is nothing new.
Her school had those threatened before, not this week.
But this is the last day before the holiday break, so she must be comfortable enough to send her daughter to class today, right?
No, not really comfortable, but what can I do? I have to work.
And that's a big issue. One student walking into Venice High this morning felt she really had no choice.
We're here.
Yeah, because I kind of have to, because it's finals week.
Some cities, some school districts will have additional officers on campuses today. In Venice, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
One national teachers union leader tells KNX she's been in touch with districts around the country on the wave of threats. Randy Weingarten is head of the American Federation of Teachers.
This is the worst aspects of social media. TikTok, as soon as they saw this, should have taken this down immediately, just like they should have taken the deviant lick challenges from a few months back immediately.
She says it's a case of see something, say something on campuses today.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.